on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's check for the 25th day of June. What happened in the futures markets to help us out with that is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
And let's start with the overnight trade and then work your way into what happened during the day trade.
Well, you know, we had a little pop in the overnight trade up just a little bit, you know, through the evening. The idea that, you know, some of the, we didn't, you know, we were expecting, but some of the crop ratings weren't as good as they were hoping for coming out a little bit. And then as we got into the day trade, why we sold things off. And then the beans were led by old crop or July beans and July corn. And we saw a little bit of buying and a little fun buying coming back and a little evening up before the report on Saturday and the beans as the day went on.
Yeah, a nice little pop in the nearby July, of course, that you talked about. Is that just on ideas that we'll have tighter supplies or are there basis moves? What's happening here?
I think that both, Todd. I think that the idea is that we are short of stocks. The crushers are having trouble buying beans. We don't need to export any more beans with the tightness of the crush and the meal demand. And that there's some people that are that did sell some beans and they need to get out of those and they don't want to be caught that way come Friday after 11 o'clock when the report comes out. So I think that along with the idea that there's some people that are actually throwing around the possibility that instead of an added million acres of beans planted because of all the corn that was delayed, that there might not even have got up to their total levels of corn being planted. So beans that went in where the
Correct.
Corn didn't go in was what I was meaning there. I said that wrong. But, you know, that's the possibility, and they are looking for that idea to possibly be portrayed in the report on Friday.
Would that be one of the reasons that soybeans on their weekly crop progress, and we'll hear this later, jumped up by a percentage point? It's not a big jump, but I suppose maybe some would have thought that might have gone down as opposed to up.
Well, you know, if we don't have as many acres, that means the marginal ones that maybe didn't come in, they'd be just up looking scraggly, aren't there? I'll tell you what, you know, in our travels, when you were gone for a few days from this area and come back, the beans have really, really popped and improved with this warm weather.
It doesn't take long. A little warm weather, some heat, some rain, and everything comes up really fast.
It's just a beautiful crop of beans out there right now. And 2 weeks ago, I would have said scraggly looking terrible.
Yeah, and then the corn crop, I saw just a photo somebody had taken of their child in the corn crop a week ago and then 1 week later. And, boy, what a move that can make, too.
You know, and by next week, some of us might be struggling to hardly see through the cornfield.
You and I, maybe.
Not some of the tall guys, but some of the short people, we're going to get to the point where it's going to be hard to see around corners where there's a cornfield on the corner.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, the grain stocks and the acreage reports, of course, are due out. You mentioned sort of the acreage reports already, but grain stocks could be an interesting find this time around.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be big because, you know, how much corn do we have? The average guess is 2.845 on the corn and 4.42 on the beans. You know, above or below those numbers could move this market quite a bit. One of the things we did see today, that we did see some of the advisory firms putting out some sell orders on the Dease corn when they broke the 50-day moving average there at 542. And we did see some movement, another 20% of their new crop corn on that. So there are some people who are watching that 50-day moving average on the corn.
Yeah, so the idea is here maybe that even if we don't have as good a corn crop or as many acres as we think we have, we still may very well raise a record-sized corn crop, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, basically, along the way, the crop, the ratings are looking good now. We know what's in his planted, and we're having ideal growing conditions right now, and that's still going to put us at a pretty big crop. The big thing that people are looking at more so, though, Todd, is not the production as much as they're looking at. Maybe the government's been a little optimistic on their usage tables.
No. Which part of it do you think they're optimistic
about?
Well,
I mean, there's talk that basically we've got maybe reduced hog herd because of the PED and coming on, and there hasn't been any retention of heifers for more cattle coming on next year, and they were upping our feed usage for this next year, let alone the exports that, you know, we're hearing that the world numbers aren't that small, and, you know, the Russian and South American crops are going to be big competition for us to get back that business that we couldn't ship to for the grain we didn't have this year.
You know, it's pretty easy for people to figure out what the acreage report is, simply because that it sounds just like what it is. But the grain stocks report's kind of different, and I suspect most people have a pretty good understanding of it. But it's just what we have left on hand from last year's crop and whatever was in the bin at that time?
Yeah, I mean, don't we have a sort of a study being ordered by the USDA on this to check in to see how they've gathered their numbers? And I think Daryl's commented about this and the accuracy and the way some of those in the trade feel that this number has varied too much over the last five reports.
Yeah, so they collect from 9,000 sites. That would be a whole lot of sites for the off-farm storage. And then, of course, there's the on-farm storage, which farmers sort of give them some numbers on. And once they put them all together, they try to come up with an accurate figure of what's actually on hand in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the census. It's close, but it's an approximation because everything isn't counted individually.
Absolutely. Hey, anything else to add before I let you go?
That's about it. Have a good day, Todd.
Hey, you too. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.